Good evening. We're here tonight with Chris Sisson, who has recently opened an interesting establishment in the heart of Northside having to do with guitar repair and restoration. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening to you. Thanks for having me here.
It's our pleasure. Give us a little background and tell us how the shop, which is entitled Restoration Guitar, landed down there in Northside and how you got started.
Well, I'm in my fourth month now, and it's gone surprisingly well. I created a business plan before starting this thing and didn't expect anything like the growth and the activity I've had. I started probably 30 years ago here in Cincinnati. I had a shop in the Big Four building, which was 517 East 3rd Street, or West 3rd Street. I like to call it the original Artist Loft in Cincinnati. Fifth Floor Recording Studio was there. Artists like McChrystal Wood, who's been a fixture at DAP for years, and a number of professional photographers and musicians and
what
artists.
What about Prince?
I don't know about Prince.
Yeah, I believe Prince recorded in that building.
Prince, oh, he did, yeah. I started a shop there back in the 80s and spent about 5 years restoring, repairing, building instruments. I had the good luck to work with a number of jazz musicians. Dave Baney was one who was a jazz guitarist. Brother Mike Baney, who you would know from Over the Rhine, he was the one who was shot there, actually made a 7-string jazz guitar for Kenny Poole. And he was a character I could spend this whole time talking about Kenny. He was an original and a great guy. I did that for 5 years. I started out working in Northside, actually, in about 1981, and had built my own instruments and came up here to play with a band with some friends from high school and from college. People saw my work and asked me to do more of it and ended up working for what was called Secret Service then, which was at Hamilton and Chase. The government made them change their name to Export Electronics or some other name of their choice. Yeah, after 9/11, they got a call from the government, I guess.
Chris, let's jump to the future and tell us about Restoration Guitar, your shop there in Northside. What are you doing there?
I'm doing the full range. I do everything from setups, and I try not to do too much stringing guitars. That's a little prosaic. But anything from that level up to and including complete rebuilds. My Facebook page, I've got a blog of rebuilding a 1950 Gibson Southern Jumbo at the moment for a fella.
What does that mean, rebuild?
Restoring, taking apart, putting back together in the right way. This old guy, beautiful sounding old guitar, but it had a number of less than optimal repairs back in its long history. Had the wrong bridge, had a bad refinish on the top, never had a neck reset. There were just a lot of things done that could be done better. Came in for some repairs, and I just saw this thing, and this should be right. It's too great an old guitar, too much history, not to have the right look and feel and sound. So I presented that to the owner, and he was all for it. So I've been making a blog of that, and every week I put progress on my Facebook page and explain what I've done and have plenty of photos of it. So it's a very interesting, challenging work because it just every day is something new, and every case is even the simple ones is different. It takes some thought and takes presence. You need to be there and really be thinking and working with kind of your whole mind to get it done.
Talk to our listeners a little bit about restoration and repair and how that plugs into the value of, let's say, of a vintage instrument.
Yeah, it depends. In terms of the value of it, unless something is very obviously wrong with the guitar, like in the case of the Southern Jumbo, it had the wrong bridge and wrong finish on the top. Refinish and repair is generally going to hurt the value unless it absolutely needs to be done. Some repairs are good, neck resets and things like that are obviously needed on old instruments. It just happens, but generally it's not a good idea. I don't know if I agree with that or not. I'm more of a player's instrument person. My feel is that those instruments like this old Southern Jumbo that have been played a lot and they've just been everywhere and somebody's loved them and put their heart into them, those are the good instruments, the ones that had the right sound and feel. The ones that are sold that are mint condition, unused, closet classics, whatever, in my experience, are really the ones that weren't really great playing guitars when they were new. Why else would somebody just sit them in a closet? With rare exceptions, but those really well-worn instruments are the ones that got played because they were worth it when the cream will rise to the top.
I feel like what we're talking about here is we're talking about two different classes of guitars or types of guitars, one being the guitars that are for your strong collectors out there, and one is for your players. And the Southern Jumbo you referred to, after he's gone through his total and complete rehabilitation, he will not be a collector's instrument.
No.
He'll be a player's instrument.
He hasn't collector's instrument for 30 years
exactly.
or more. So.
I think the one thing I would want to say would be that guitar that happens to be in virtual mint condition, that happens to be a great player, probably just laid around under somebody's bed for a long period of time or in somebody's attic and the weather didn't get to it and somebody's going to get really lucky with an instrument like that.
Can happen.
What about basses? Do you work on bass guitars?
Yeah, I built a number of basses. That's kind of where I came from because I was professionally, as a musician, I was a bass player for the most part. Made my own bass. I made several for myself. Made one for my son that's a 5-string fretless bass that's got a number of original features in it. That's in my shop now.
Tell our listeners what you're referring to when you say to set up a guitar.
Setup is the action adjustment, basically, to make a guitar really playable. Filing the nut slot so they're at the correct position. You know, the strings at the right distance above the frets for playability and for intonation. Adjust the neck, adjust the bridge and saddle on electric guitars, pickups, controls. You know, you might clean the controls, clean the guitar in general.
That's a tweaking and the fine tuning. I think we'd want to say that if you've got a guitar at home and you feel like there's a chance that it's maybe not playing up to its expectations, having it set up properly can make an unbelievable amount of difference.
Oh, yeah.
And just because you walk into a store today and pay $2,500, let's say, for a brand new guitar off the wall, chances are it's still going to need a setup. It's come from the factory.
They usually do. My experience is that the new guitars, they might say they do a setup, but generally it looks like it's a production nut, for example. That's the biggest culprit, is they kind of stick this thing on the end of the fingerboard and it's how it was machined and not set up to the individual guitar. And usually they're too high. The strings are too high off the fingerboard, and so you don't have the best playability and intonation.
It's been a pleasure to chat with you, Chris. Again, Chris's location there in Northside for your guitar repair and setup needs is called Restoration Guitar. There's a nice website floating around out there by that name. We've been chatting with Chris Sisson of Northside's Restoration Guitar. And Chris, thanks for sharing with us this evening.
Thank you.
And this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.